Welcome to this week's lesson. What I want to talk about this week is something called learned helplessness. Okay, now this is a concept I've kind of known about it, but I just read about it this week, and it was explained in such a unique and succinct way that it was really, really helpful to me. Basically, this idea came out of a set of experiments with dogs, where, long story short, is they took this dog, they have a few groups of them, but they took one group and they put them on a floor that would give them electric shocks, but they could stop the electric shocks if they hit a lever, okay? Then there was another group of dogs, though, that there would be electric shocks, but there was no way for them to stop it, okay? They could hit the lever and it did nothing, so they would basically just have to accept it. Next thing they did is they put them in the same thing, but this time, all they had to do, they put a very low partition that they had to step over to get off of the floor. And they administered the shocks. And when they did this, the group that had the lever, that had some control over the pain initially, stepped over the partition. The group that had no control over the shocks initially did not step over the partition, even though it was easy to do. Okay? So understand this idea that because they had been in an experience where they had no control over their environment, they had learned to accept that helplessness. And even when they were put into a situation where they could easily get themselves out of it, they didn't do it because they now had this mindset that was their reality. They couldn't change it. And so again, this is something that was called learned helplessness. And this is an experiment that's been done over and over again with different animals and with humans in ways, and it comes out to be the same results over and over again. Why does this matter? Because if you've had any experience trying to lose weight and you've failed, it starts to feel like you have no control over it. You start to feel helpless, okay? But the truth is that it was the way in which you were doing it that's the problem, not you, okay? Don't be like the dog that thinks, well, there's no way this is ever going to change. It must be me. Instead, be very aware that it's the situation specific. Okay, it's if you're trying to lose weight, it's method specific. It's not you. Okay, so if you've tried things before and it hasn't worked, it's because of the method, not because of you. A very, very important distinction to make. Because if you get yourself caught in this learned helplessness loop, what it starts to move into is depression and other things like that, but it's going to sabotage your results. And it does it in a very sneaky, subtle way that you almost can't combat. Okay, so what I want you to do is, when you're looking at the ways in which you're looking to get results, if it's not working for you, I want you to change what you're doing, not put it on yourself, okay? Not to, oh, it must be me, you know, I'm the problem, okay? So it's just one more example of that. Now, I've talked about this before, but I want to reinforce this idea that oftentimes what people have done in the past to lose weight is dieting. And this is often all people know. And again, it's reinforced continually in society and in our culture, okay? But the thing with dieting, right, is even though the diets may be different, right, they may have different specifics, low fat, low carbs, high protein, whatever the specifics of it are, the generalities are the same, where it is a deprivation-based, where it's very difficult to maintain, where it's not enjoyable. Okay, so the basic parameters of a diet are the same, even though the specifics may be different. And this is important because it can give the illusion of being different, but they're all diets, okay? And so they all create the same ultimate result. So what you want to do is, remember, get yourself out of the dieting mindset, get yourself out of the extreme exercise mindset, or I have to go to the gym, or I have to lift weights mindset, okay? And get yourself into truly thinking about other options. Okay, and I hope what I want this to ultimately do, when you can identify and understand learned helplessness, what that feels like, and that's what I want you to do after this, is take a little bit of time here and think, what routines have I been having where I pretty much expect that it's going to fail? I pretty much expect that I'm not going to succeed with it. Okay, that's what learned helplessness feels like in action. You want to identify those things and then begin asking yourself the question, what other things can I do that are truly different? You'll know you're onto something when you start to feel a genuine sense of excitement or motivation. Okay, so again, you know, with what you're doing here with this program, it's not just specifics, right? I mean, I'm not kind of on here telling you what to eat, right? How to exercise, because those things are very much an individual process, right? Each person is different for what's going to work for them. So what I'm talking about a lot of times are the bigger things. What's going to work for you and how to find and figure that out. And the other part of figuring that out is also recognizing what hasn't worked for you, what's not going to work for you. Okay, that's just as valuable. So I want you to think about this, learned helplessness. What, when it comes to your weight, when it comes to your weight, when it comes to your body, when it comes to your eating, your exercising, and you can take this into any area of life you want, but when it comes to these specific areas, what have you kind of just accepted that you're going to fail at, or you accept it isn't going to work? Okay, question that, identify those things, because if you can figure them out, if you can identify those things, then you're that much closer to flipping around. Then you can say, well, what other things can I try? What are some other options? What are some other methods I could do that might work for me? Okay, and as you start doing that, again, it's just going to make the whole process much, much easier for you. All right, and so you get yourself out of that, because that learned helplessness, it's like a pair of glasses. It colors everything you see in terms of weight loss or whatever specific area of your life. So we want to get that off and start feeling successful, start realizing that you do have choice, you do have the ability to choose and decide what's going to work for you. Okay, so I hope this helps you out. It was a profound idea to me. I've kind of known about it to a certain degree, but not in these exact terms, and I liked it. So I know I found for myself some learned helplessness, things that I've been doing, and I've just kind of accepted and said, well, that's just the way it is. And I started to realize, well, you know, I re-questioned it, and that's not the way it is. Okay, there are choices, there are options and alternatives. Okay, so remember that. There's always options and alternatives, and the ultimate gauge of if it's right is if it works for you, if it's enjoyable, if you like it. Okay, if you can do it for a long period of time. Okay, these are the things, these are the criteria you want to use to decide what you're going to do. Okay, so think about these things, take a little bit of time right now and just think about it, and I'll talk to you next week.